Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
Presented by Penn Medicine. Never stop believing you can be the difference. I'm Mark Abrams. Here's what's happening. Pennsylvanians who've lost income because of COVID-19 can apply for rental assistance beginning today. Philadelphians are eligible even if they applied for a similar program in May. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
Some 4,000 Philadelphians received 3 months of rent payments that were offered in mid-May, but almost 13,000 applied. City officials hope to help 6,300 with new CARES Act funds that are coming through the state and are offering up to 6 months of payments, but the rules are slightly different.
Greg Heller of Philadelphia Housing Development Corporation, which is running the city's program, says for one thing, payments will be awarded on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important to apply early. He says there are also additional requirements for landlords, such as no charges above the $750 payment, which he hopes most will accept.
When tenants aren't paying rent, landlords aren't getting rent, and many landlords in Philadelphia are small businesses, and so we think that many landlords will want to participate.
Applications are online. There are links for every county on our website, kywnewsradio.com. With Governor Wolf's order putting a halt on evictions in Pennsylvania ending soon, Bucks County officials have advice on ways to avoid getting forced out of your home. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reports.
Bucks County Director of Housing and Community Development, Jeff Field, says first step, talk to your landlord.
See what payment options, what flexibility they might have, what you can work out.
He says if you can work out a deal, get it in writing. If you can't, he says, call the county's housing link.
We have staff that will complete a brief screening and then refer you to one of our Bucks County nonprofits that specializes in eviction prevention counseling and resources that can help you stay in your home.
Field says in a typical eviction, there is a 10-day notice before it's filed with a magisterial district judge. Then there's about a 3-week period before the tenant would be forced out. He says they've seen about a 10% increase in reports of homelessness during the pandemic, and they are preparing for an increased need for help when things like unemployment benefits end. Police say a 6-year-old boy has died after he suffered a gunshot wound in Northeast Philadelphia yesterday. A police spokesman says a family member brought the child to Jefferson Tarsdale Hospital with a gunshot wound to the left side of his chest. Police say the shooting happened about 1 p.m. Sunday in the Upper Holmesburg neighborhood. The police spokesman says the child was pronounced dead shortly after 1:30 p.m. at the hospital. Officials closed part of Interstate 676, the Vine Street Expressway in Philadelphia over the weekend after protesters marched onto the highway. Protesters gathered where police used tear gas, beanbags, and pepper spray during a protest over the death of George Floyd last month. The Philadelphia Office of Emergency Management tweeted that the highway is now open again. It was closed between I-76 and I-95. A nearly month-long protest in Philadelphia is raising concerns in a neighborhood where residents say it's attracting a lot of bad behavior. As KYW's Justin Nuno reports, both protesters and neighbors are asking the city to do something.
Leonard Flowers is one of the organizers of the mass protest of homeless people fighting for homeless rights that have been camped out on Von Kahn Field right off the Benjamin Franklin Parkway.
We keep it clean as possible. We all help each other, but the people that live around here love it. So if they love it, where is the problem?
That sentiment does not ring true for dozens of neighbors like Dennis Boylan, president of the Logan Square Neighborhood Association. He says the area is unsanitary and has taken over a community hub. That's why they're petitioning the city to have it removed.
We have very consciously made an effort to work closely with the city and to allow the city to hopefully resolve this in a reasonable and humane way.
Police say there was recently a stabbing at the encampment where protesters are asking for affordable housing and other resources. Two brothers from West Philly are hoping to bring some diversity to Philadelphia's craft brewery scene. As KYW's Antoinette Lee reports, they're trying to open the city's first black-owned brewery.
Rich and Mangustu Quayler are on a mission to open the city's first black-owned brewery.
The response in Philly, period, has been really good.
Rich says for now they're partnering with local breweries and restaurants to offer their five classic beers, including a Nubian Brown Ale, which is their specialty.
We've made friends with quite a few breweries who have let us come into their brewery and brew and just walk around and learn, and telling us all types of information that we need in order for us to bring this brewery to Philly.
The pair say once they open a brick-and-mortar location, they'll be able to expand on their beer selection and creativity. However, their largest hurdle is raising the necessary funds to get started. For now, the two are selling T-shirts and other merchandise on their website, TwoLocalsBrewing.com. That's the All Local, presented by Penn Medicine. Never stop believing you can be the difference. I'm Mark Abrams. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.